Coming up this season on A Little Too Quiet, the Ferndale Library podcast, an interview with Josh Mallerman, author of Bird Box.
When you've made enough songs or books, you can start to gauge sort of a trajectory, and you realize like you haven't peaked out. It's not like a single straight line or something, right? But you can see the peaks and valleys. That doesn't mean the peaks are so high or that the valleys are so low, and someone else may disagree with you.
Right.
But I have a sense that something big is coming up next. Doing a tour of public libraries. His original vision was that it was going to be in Michigan. And at first, when he proposed this to me, I was a little nervous because he had just seen us play at a bar in Hamtramck. Hey, I've got this idea. You guys do exactly what you just did in a library. And I'm like, what? You know, I'm picturing us singing like, jing, jing, read, jing, jing, read, 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 you know. And I was like, oh, that sounds pretty cool. He's right. Like, I would like to try the library as an all ages venue.
And a chat with Associate Professor of Political Science at Wayne State University, Kevin Deegan Kraus.
You can really see when you look back this kind of fundamental shift from libraries as places to protect information from people, to keep it as basically an archive. Suddenly, there was this group of young sort of rebel librarians saying, libraries are fun. Libraries are places where people get together. And I think what we've seen across the board, not just in Ferndale, is that libraries have thrived even as people were predicting their demise. Like these, you know, if they had been just about books, it would have gone away. We were able to turn this into really a kind of community center